are on Nundalen Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara has just said that Rav Yehuda is the one that says that there is Me'ilah B'Shiari Halishka, and Rav Meir is the one that says there's no Me'ilah B'Shiari Halishka, because they nit the Torah L'Malach Yasharim, since it's people are allowed to have pleasure from the walls, so we don't expect them to be exact in their pleasure. Whereas Rav Yehuda does not agree to that. They're allowed to have pleasure where they're allowed to have pleasure, but they're not allowed to have extra pleasure, and there would be Me'ilah. That's what we left it up as yesterday. Tashema. So now we're going to question that. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Avnei Yushalayim Shenishru, Mayilam Bem Divrei Rav Meir. The stones of the walls of Yushalayim, if they fall off, there's Me'ilah. Because Mayilam B'Shiari Alishka, even though the money was built with the leftover money in the room, after they took the Trumas Alishka, but there's still Me'ilah. Here's Rav Meir saying there is Me'ilah. And we said yesterday the Rav Meir does not hold there's Me'ilah. So the Gemara loy tamer Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir loy Rav Yehuda. Again, we'll change the man to Amar. The Bryce is mistaken. It is quoting Rav Meir, and it should be quoting Rav Yehuda, who holds there's Me'ilah b'Trumas Alishka. Frek the Gemara, I Rav Yehuda Yishalai mi Mekacha. There's a problem if we say it's like Rabbi Yehuda, because there's another Mishnah in the Dorim that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the city of Yerushalayim has no Kedusha, which means the walls have no Kedusha. Now, the Gemara is talking about over there, the Mishnah, that if a person says this bread should be usher to me like something, so if he said it should be usher like something that has Kedusha, that is usher as a carbon, it becomes usher. So if a guy would say, this bread should be like the carbon ayla, it would be usher. Or this bread should be like a carbon shlomim, it would be usher. So the Mishnah there lists a bunch of words that in their meaning refer to a carbon or to something donated to Hekdesh. And the Mishnah says, if a guy users a loaf of bread or any other item, like those items, they become usher. The Mishnah gives examples. Atan, Ke'imra.
These walls that we're referring to are what?
The walls around the city of Yerushalayim. But the Chaim Seir. Everybody should please mute themselves.
Nothing to do with the Mikdash.
No, again, it said Chaim Yerushalayim. But now we learned the Mishnah in the Dharm. Kimra. The guy said the bread should be like the sheep. So we translate that to mean, Dr. Rashi, Hare Alai, Kikur Zeh Imra, Kiseh HaTamid. Like the Seh HaTamid. We say the Imra is the Imra. The sheep. The sheep refers to the carbon Tamid. Kedirim. Dirim is the room where they kept Kirkabonis. So again, when he says Kedirim, we say he means to say the room where they keep the wood of the Beis HaMikdash and the animals of the Beis HaMikdash. So again, he's saying his bread should be ushered like those things, or trashi, kedirim, dir behemoth, hegdish, or dir eitzim. Keitzim, like the wood of hegdish. Keishim, like the fire of hegdish. Kehechal, like the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Kemizveach, ke Yerushalayim. All those things, the bread becomes usher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ha'omer Yerushalayim le'omer klum. Yerushalayim is not Kaddish, that's Pashup Shat. Therefore, if you say the bread should be like Yerushalayim, that doesn't mean anything. The bread should be like this table. This table is not Aser, Yerushalayim is not Aser. See, here's Rabbi Yehuda specifically stating that Yerushalayim has no Kedusha. And we've just finished saying that Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana that says that the walls of Yerushalayim have Kedusha. And here we have Rabbi Yehuda clearly stating Yerushalayim is not Aser, because it does not have Kedusha. Rashi, no Rashi. V'chi teima mishum d'leyamer ki Yerushalayim. If the problem is because of the kuf, he said ke imra, like the imra, ke dirim, like the dirim, but he said Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm a Yerushalayim. Didn't say the bread should be like Yerushalayim. He said the bread should be Yerushalayim. That's not a saying the bread should be like Yerushalayim. Maybe that's why it's mutter. It's a language issue. But it's not true, because the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Kalayimir Ki Yerushalayim Le'amer Klum, Atziyidah B'davar HaKarav Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that even Ki Yerushalayim doesn't mean anything, because it has no Kedusha, it's a trashy. V'chitei Mahad Amar Rabbi Yehuda Le'amer Klum, V'shem D'Le'amer Ki Yerushalayim, El Harei Zeh Alay Yerushalayim. He said, this is Yerushalayim, and it's not. But in the Brice, he speaks out carefully, clearly. Ki Yerushalayim is nothing. So here we see that Rabbi Yehuda says, Yerushalayim had no Kedusha. And we just got finished saying, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that the walls have Kedusha. And for the Gemara, Trei Tanoi, believe it, Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. It's an argument whether Rabbi Yehuda holds the walls have Kedusha, or whether Rabbi Yehuda holds the walls do not have Kedusha. The Trashi, Trei Tanoi, believe it, Rabbi Yehuda. If he would take one of those stones, he would be Eirem Ilah. Now, Frank of the Rishayim, why couldn't the Gemara answer Trey Kanoi and Libra Rameir? Instead of changing Rameir to Yehuda, we could have stuck to Rameir and said to Makoikus Tanoim with Rameir. So the answer is, it's clear in the Darim that for other reasons you have to say it is the Makoikus in Rabbi Yehuda. So once that Makoikus anyway exists, it's easier to say Trei Tanoi v'Libud Rabbi Yehuda, so the Rashba speaks out. Yes, Doctor.
It's sort of skipping over a general call that we've had for a long time, which is that people don't say meaningless things. If someone says something, we need to figure out why. So why is this person saying Yerushalayim?
Okay, so the answer is, first of all, that's a machlokes. Whether other mighty dvarim v'vatala or other mighty dvarim v'vatala is machlokes tanoim. But even not that way. The Nedarim has to be an expression of words. It has to be something he says, not something that we figure out that he means. The guy says that bread should be like this table. Now, you can make all the arguments in the world, but this table is mutter. So the poor guy spoke for no reason. But the bottom line is, we can't say the bread is usser, because the bread is like the table is mutter. You can't put words to mean something if they have no shaykhus to the meaning. If a guy says a bread should be like this loaf of bread should be like this table, you can't translate that to answer no matter what you do. The words don't say it. It's only when the words lend themselves to an interpretation that one man the Amr says, ain't other mighty drive of Atallah, makes that interpretation. Now, Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. You can't say Yerushalayim means anything else. It means Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim has no Kedusha. That's what it's saying. So, yes, sometimes we interpret words, but only when the words lend themselves to an interpretation, not to create something out of the clear blue.
So the question is, in the Torah Sandorum, we seem to go through every different variation on how you pronounce various words. That would seem to be unnecessary, by the way.
Probably, yes. Probably not, but that's not a gay
now. Maybe what the guy's trying to do now is he's saying that the bread should be like this table. Maybe he's trying to mock just the table also.
It's not true. He never did it.
That's what he means in his words.
Again, no. You can't invent things. You have to listen to the guy. He never said a word about the table.
He didn't say, hey, what's the bread be like the table?
That's not exactly. The bread is like the table.
You've got an infinite loop. At some point, something has to be
Kaddish. Exactly. Well, the table's not Kaddish, and the bread's not Kaddish. If it's going to make something Kaddish, it has to be like something Kaddish. Now, if a person would say, this table is banned on me, then he would say the bread is like the table. That would be a different story. But he never said that. Okay, so at the end of the day, and this is Nagel, to recap the sugya, we have two pshatim in Rameir. The Mishnah says, Meir says, if you mekadesh a woman with hegdish b'shagig, she's not mukadeshes. Rabbi Yochanan learned that Rameir was telling us a rule that there is no transfer b'shagig amos hegdish because it's a mekach tos. Both parties would not be agreeable to such a transfer. Therefore, the transfer never occurred. The item never became chulun. The woman is not mukadeshes. The only time you can have me'ila b'shagig according to a mayor is if there is a pleasure involved, not if there is a transfer involved. That was Rabbi Yochanan's shot that we learned last week. Rav's reaction to that is, I never found Rabbi Meir say anything like this, and therefore he rejected that shot. And Rav came up with a different shot in the Mishnah. That Enoch Inami, there is Me'ilah B'Shaigig in a transfer, but the Mishnah is talking about a specific item called Big Day Kahuna that are usable, that are still usable, and because of that, the Kahanim have a reshus to use them. The Nitna Torah L'Malachi Asharis allows usage and it won't be considered Me'ilah. So if you give it to the woman, it will not be Me'ilah because you have a right to use it. The Torah is like Nitna Torah L'Malachi Asharis. Therefore, when you give her something, you're giving her something of value. It's not because it's not going to be go out L'Chulun. It's going to remain Big Day Kahuna, which you can use because the Torah allows the usage of Big Day Kahuna.
Sure.
The Shagig, right? The Meir said it goes out to Chulun, according to a Meir, which we haven't dealt with yet, which we will deal with in the next few days. Zagdik Amar Vait. Amar, the Barpada Omer. Barpada said, I skipped. Amar Ula Mishmei the Barpada. Ula said in the name of Barpada, Omer Hayer Meir, Hegdish Bemezid Mischau, Beshegege Mischau. He seems to say what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Hegdish only becomes Chulun Bemezid, Beshegege, a transfer will not make a Chulun. The Amru Beshegege Mischau, Elalinian Carbon Bovat. However, this is what Barpada said, according to a Meir, even though the item doesn't go to Chulun, but the guy has to bring a Carbon Meila. For attempting. Frekta Gemara, the Chibiyachadei Mischau, Karbim B'mai Mechayev. Me'ilah is only if it transfers to Chulim. If it doesn't transfer to Chulim, there's no carbon. So why in the world, how can you say that? That it's not, it stays hektish, right? It was did not become Chulim. The woman is not Mekudeshes, like Rabbi Yochanan. And yet, he's Chayev a carbon. Why? The item is still hektish. Zakta Gemara, Eliki Asa Ravan Parish Mishmei de Barpada. This was Ula's version, which we don't understand. When Ravan came, he told us in the name of Barpada, Omer Hayre Meir, Hegdish Mischau, Mezim Mischau, Beshegig E Mischau, Amr Beshegig Mischau, and Yenachila Bavad. The only time Hegdish is Me'ila Beshegig is of pleasure. Consume it. If you consume it, that made it Me'ila, made it. You did Me'ilah, which made it Chulun, but it's too late now. You swallowed it already. And that's when he would be over Me'ilah. But Enoch Inami, transfer does not make Me'ilah, which means Barpada is on Rabbi Yochanan's side. Not on Rav's side, but on Rabbi Yochanan's side. The way Ravan explained Barpada, it is a carbon copy of Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in Remeir. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Barpada poliga de Rav, the thrill like Rabbi Yochanan. Barpada argues on Rav and holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The time of the Remeir b'Masnisim shenduksavra ein hegdish mischal b'shegig. The Mekach Tos, so it's a mistake. Leinicha leidin ischal hegdish hayadei. Nobody wants to be a party to desecrate hegdish and make it chulun. Leamru b'shegig mischal lemklem ksiv b'tayra mischal el shetzarach carbon mila. The fact that the Torah said it's mischal is only for carbon. Avel amos kamakim shehokas hegdish ein they remain hegdish. Inyan achila, ha'eichlo kikur shehegdish, the other lehegdish, hegdish is gone. Luadin la'adlokas ner u'luchol hanah. Avo hitzos ma'as hegdish, but transfer, ein b'me'ila, b'le'navki mishos hegdish. So basically, Barpada is picking Rabbi Yochanan inside, not like Rav. Yes?
What if we have a hanah that's not?
So that's what they're medayik in Rashi. Rashi seems to be stressing consumable things. So it's not clear. Again, we went through this yesterday. I said there'll be a diak in Rashi that it's not. But Pashtas, Remeir would say any Hanoah takes up Lechulun. But as I mentioned yesterday, Hanoah that doesn't consume doesn't make the whole item Chulun. It only makes some of the item Chulun. A transfer would make the whole item Chulun. Eating it would be Mechal the whole thing. Burning it would be Mechal the whole thing. Sitting in a chair would be Mechal 10 cents worth.
But you don't eat the whole thing.
Again, It would be the same thing. We're going back to the same thing again. So the part you ate would be chulun. The part you didn't eat would not be chulun. Correct.
So does that, when it goes into your throat, it becomes chulun then?
I don't know at what point. Whenever you get the pleasure from the item, that pleasure makes it chulun. Yes, doctor.
I mean, that sounds somewhat similar to the idea that you can't bust an animal by doing something.
I have no idea what you're referring to. That makes it really no sense.
It's causing a physical change in an object. Whereas if you don't cause a physical change.
Yeah, but there is me'ila by sitting in a chair. There's no doubt about it. Any pleasure from Hegdish is Mila, even if it doesn't cause a physical change.
No, I mean in terms of going out.
So Tyson speaks out, and again, this is in Machlokes Rishonim, that the amount of the hana of the item would take go to chulun. So the chair is worth $10. The 10 cents would go to chulun when a guy sits on it. And I made up those numbers. Dr. Gemaravait. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Badabarav. Halacha k'rameir b'maiser, hayo v'sasim l'ntana k'vasei. We had a machloikis by maiser, does it belong to you, or is maiser sheni mamon gavaya? That was a machloikis we had, to Rameir or Yehuda. We paskin like a mayor, because we have a star mishnah like him, and we like to paskin like star mishnahs. So therefore, in that machloikis, halacha is like a mayor. Halacha k'rab Yehuda behegdish, however, Sassim Lantana Kavase. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Hegdish. Pick your pshat and Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda because we have a Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Ravada Bahava said. Now we're going to bring down the Mishnahs that seem to say one way and the Mishnah that seems to say the other way by Hegdish. So we're going to prove this, right? Ravada Bahava told us a statement. There's a Stam Mishnah like Rameir to Maizu Shadin's woman Gavaya. There's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda by Hegdish, that the woman would become a Kodeshus. End of story. Now, let's move on. Zog to Gemara. Tanya Kavasa to Rameir b'Maizu Mahi. None. Karam Ravai. Okay, now, there's a halacha called Karam Ravai. Now, I just introduced this at the beginning so we won't have to deal with it 25 times. There's a Makloikis Tanor. There's a halacha, at least by a vineyard, that 3 years by all trees is Arlo. That's halacha. All trees that get planted, the first 3 years of their planting, even if it were to bear fruit, that fruit is Arlo. Asur Bahana, totally. On the fourth year of this tree's lifespan, the fruit becomes Karam Ravai, which means it has to be taken to Shulayim to eat, or redeemed, I think, you can redeem it, and take the money to Shulayim to eat. Right, that's the halacha. Now, the machlokes tanoim, is that halacha of Ravai, which was the fourth year, apply only to vineyards or to all trees? That's a machlokes tanoim, whether it's Kerem Ravai or Neta Ravai. So let's just put that to the side so it shouldn't get bogged down by the fact that we might be changing the word from Kerem to Neta, Neta to Kerem, to side Machloikas, nothing to do with our sugya. Now, the question is, Kerem Ravai is like Maisha Sheni. There's like Zerah Shava that derives one from the other. So the halachas that apply to Maisha Sheni, in a certain sense, would apply to Kerem Ravai as well. So let's read this.
But it's also important to note, I think,
I'm glad you're telling us.
Planted 30 days before, it's 30 year already, right?
That's nothing to do with me. We're not learning Hilchos Arla Ravai. That's the Mishnah Rashana. We can learn that over there. We're getting involved just in the halacha of Ravai.
When does it start? Second year.
It depends when you plant it. That's the whole thing. You're right. In Masechtas Rosh Hashanah discusses that, but it's not the Gaya here. Karen Ravai, Beshamay Aimim Ein Loi Chaimish Vein Loi Beer. Beis Shammai says when you redeem it, there's no need to add a chaymish, and there's no mitzvah at the end of 3 years by Meister and by Truma. There's a mitzvah that after 3 year cycle, you have to say Erev Pesach on the fourth year, Biarti HaKadosh Min Habayis, Parshas Kisavai, that you gave everybody the correct Meisteris over the last 3 years. By Karen Ravai, there's no such halacha. Well, Beisil Leimim Yeshloi, and Beisil says we compare it to Meister, and just like by Meister Sheni, when you redeem it, you pay a chaimish. By Karen Ravai, when you redeem it, you have to pay a chaimish. And just like by Meister Sheni, there is a halacha of beer. So at the end of, by the beginning of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, if you had Karen Ravai, you had to have taken care of it by that point. Nothing to do with us, just the side halacha. When you, every, there's a two, three-year cycles in every 7 years. The first year of Shemitah and the second year of Shemitah, you give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. The third year of Shemitah, you give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Erev Pesach of the fourth year, you have to get up and say, I've done my obligations, I've given all the Maasers to the right parties, taking care of it. That's called Biur Maasers, Vidui Maaser. Biur Maaser has to be done by Erev Pesach, it has to be done by Erev Pesach. And on Erev Pesach in the fourth year, there's a halacha called Vidui Maaser, where you express that. Right? That's the halacha in Parshas Kisavo between Sheni and Shlishi. That's the point. Now,
when you do a
chomesh? When you redeem it.
Which year? I mean,
whatever. What do you mean? Maaser Sheni. When you redeem Maaser Sheni.
You separate
Maaser
Sheni on
which
years?
First and second. First and second year of the seven?
Of the three.
Four and five. One, two, four, and five.
We're talking about the trees?
Again, let's not... The Shaila is, do we compare Karam Ravai to Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni is not trees. Karam, it could be trees, but it doesn't have to be trees.
It's trees that can't eat. It's all the first 3 years.
We're not talking about the first 3 years. A tree could be 24 years old.
Oh, I see. It's only the very first, the fourth year of its life.
That's what I said. Arla is the first 3 years of its lifespan.
One and done. You finish.
And Karam Ravai is the fourth year of its lifespan.
Right. And then, but mice is repetitive. I mean,
mice is repetitive. One, two, four, five. For Maaser Sheni. 3-6 for Maaser Ani. Shemitah, nothing. Then we start again. There's a 6 year between Shemitahs. There's a 3 year cycle and a 3 year cycle. In the 6 years between Shemitahs.
And Maaser, you take and you're supposed to eat in Yerushalayim.
Maaser Sheni, or redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim.
Karam Ravai, the same thing?
Again, Karam Ravai has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Correct. Correct. You can redeem it. You have to add a chaimish. By Maaser, you have to add a chaimish. The pasuk says so. If you're the owner. Meaning if it's your Maaser Sheni.
You eat it, that chaimish gets added to whatever you're taking up.
Exactly.
Got it.
So if you have $100 of Maaser, you have to pay $125. By the way, a chaimish is 25%.
You have to use that money for food in your slot.
Correct.
And if you're a rich guy with acres and acres, 1,000 acres of apples, you take all that money and
you go to Yerushalayim, and since you can't eat it while you're in Yerushalayim, you disperse it to the people in Yerushalayim, and they spend a whole year using Maaser Sheni money for their food. Exactly. There was a lot of meat being eaten in Yerushalayim all year because people brought their Maaser Sheni money and gave it to people in Yerushalayim. They gave it away because they couldn't eat it, consume it when the week they spent in Yerushalayim. So they gave it to people in Yerushalayim who bought animals and brought shlumim all year round and ate shlumim all year round. Most of the animals in Yerushalayim were used for carbon shlumim because of that. Because of the abundance of Maaser Sheni money that made it to Yerushalayim. Again, what I called it was a Gemara. The Roy Behemoth and Yerushalayim was Shlomo. It was a Gemara. I didn't. I know the Gemara said the word Roy, but I don't think the Mishnah says it based on the Mishnah, but that's what the Gemara says. Anyway, back there. So, Karam Ravai, Beshami, I'm Ein Lechaimish, Ein Lebir. You don't have to add a Chaimish. Beshil, I'm Yeshloi. Rashi. So, Rashi, B'maisa, the Mamma, Gavayahu, Kabyuda, Behegdish, the Shaggy, Gimischal, B'loi, Mason. Ein Lechaimish. Hamachal Peraisav, Halas Hadamim Yerushalayim, guy who is exchanging, redeeming his fruit to take the money to Yerushalayim, Ein Tzarach Lahaisav Chaimish, Afilu Ba'alav. Even the guy who owns the trees is not by Maaser Sheni. If I redeem your Maaser Sheni, I don't have to add a chaimish. If this guy redeems his own Maaser Sheni, he would have to add a chaimish. By Karam Ravai, nobody has to add a chaimish. That's what Bishamai is saying. Ein lebiur, b'shana shlishis v'shishis shoshmita. Shamaisus mizbarim and habayas. By the end of 3 and 6, meaning by Erev Pesach of the 4th, when you finish the harvest of 3 and 6, the mitzvahs have to be gotten out of the house. So asher l'shaytzim yaitzim, you're not allowed to keep them. L'chziv kischalo l'aser. Yeshloi, k'li yaluf l'kamon, Rabbi Sil will bring a drusha that applies these halachas to Karam Ravai. Back to the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah.
What is Karam Ravai, b'shamam en lo chom she'en lo biur? What do you do with it after the time span is finished? Go biur.
Eat, keep on eating it. There's no time span that you have to finish by. I don't see what's bothering you.
If it's still around like
that. A guy grows apples in his backyard. Does he have a time that he has to eat it by?
What food do you have to not have it anymore? Or you can't?
Maaser Sheni has to be given to the Levi by a certain time. Not you have to get rid of it. There's a mitzvah. You have to get rid of that Maaser Sheni. Maaser Mishan, he has to give to the Levi. Maaser Sheni, he has to take to Shlaim. These things can't wait forever. You got to take care of it by the end of the third year.
And if you don't, you have to mivarit.
There's mivarit, exactly. Whatever beer means, which is not so simple. Again, I'm not touching that. Machleg is Rashi and Tyson Sach. Yes.
Maaser Sheni, there is a difference between Maaser Sheni and Shemitah in terms of not beer, right?
I have no idea what you just meant.
There's a time by Shemitah that...
Shemitah has no maestress.
Right. No. I'm talking about Zman Beer.
Zman Beer is Erev Pesach of year 4 and Erev Pesach of year 7.
For Maaser Sheni.
And Maaser Rishon and Truma and Bikurim. It's a different beer.
Right.
It's a totally different thing. Let's not mix apples and oranges.
That's exactly what I
said. Okay. And nobody was talking about the beer of Shemitah. We're not getting involved in that.
I was conflating Zman beer of Shemitah.
No. Shemitah is totally different. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Beishamai Aymrim, Yeshloi Peretz, V'yeshloi Idolos. Beishamai says, you own your Karam Ravai. And therefore, you're obligated to give matnas aniyim. Just like for a person's own trees that are not Karam Ravai, if something falls off, he has to leave it for the poor. And idolus are grapes that grow without a cluster. That's one of the halachas that you have to leave for the poor. So the same thing is true on Karam Ravai. The ani will have to take it to Yerushalayim, but there is a halacha, matnas aniyim, that if the fruit falls off, the grapes fall off the tree, you can't pick them up. You leave it for the poor. And if the grapes grow without a cluster, you have to leave it for the poor. Because it's your karam, it's your fruit, which is chayiv and matnas aniyim. Beisil leimim kula legas. Beisil says no. It's not chayiv and matnas aniyim. You can take it all and press it and make wine out of it. You can ignore the fact that it fell down or it's not clustered. You can take it and press it and make wine. You can take it and eat it as well in Yerushalayim. You can make wine and take the wine to Yerushalayim, or make wine and redeem the wine, whatever you want to do. My time at the Beis Hillel. When did Beis Hillel learn that Karam Ravai doesn't belong to you? Gamri kaidish kaidish mi meiser. Ma meiser, yesh le chaymish yesh le beer. Meiser requires a chaymish, it's a pasuk in the Torah, and it requires beer. Have Karam Ravai, yesh le chaymish yesh le beer. Beishamai, loy gamri kaidish kaidish mi meiser. Beishamai says, no, there's no such gzeirah shava. Karam Ravai is not meiser sheni in no way, fashion, or form. Now stop. That's what we have. Now, which Mandi Amar does Basil hold like in what Meiser is? Come on. Svirlu. Ikar of Yehuda, Amai Kula Lagas. I'm a Meiser Maman Hedjitu. If you hold like of Yehuda, Meiser Shane is your money. Why aren't you Chayiv and Matna Fanim? Why is Peret and Idol is yours? It's your money. Aren't you chayiv and matnas aniyim? Beisul says you're not chayiv in matnas aniyim. Why not? They learn that from Maaser Sheni, and Maaser Sheni is not chayiv in matnas aniyim. If it's mum and hedya, it's your regular thing. You have all the obligations you have of all your money. You have a side obligation, take it to your shalayim. El alav, because it grew in his field. That's how long it might just say. There's nothing to do. Rabbi Yehuda holds it belongs to you. Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds might just say, Mama Hedget. What does that mean? He doesn't argue on Chaymish, that's a pusik. Must be saying that's yours with certain halachas, but it's totally yours.
Therefore, you're chayiv in matnas
aniyim. Why should you not be chayiv in matnas aniyim? But Beisel says you're not. Alolav k'remeir. This is a mishnah that Beisel is like Remeir. That's like a stam mishnah because Beshamay b'malkin Beisel in a mishnah. Whenever there's an argument Beshamay Beisel, we take Beisel as if there's the only opinion that we deal with. So it's clear that Beisil holds like Remeir. So it's a riot. It's a Remeir. So that's why we pasuk like Remeir. Because if not, we learn that Karim revived from Maaser Sheni. Why is Maaser Sheni putter from Matnas Aniyim? Must be it's not yours. Which is like Remeir. Therefore, Karim revived is also not yours. They learn that Xavier Shava. Kaidish, Kaidish, me Maaser.
Rabbi Huda doesn't learn that.
It's a again, that's why we have a stop Mishnah like Remeir. It still comes down on Remeir's side. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Yeshla din parent, Yeshla din ailus. The Karmacher Karina Bates called your vineyard. Vaniyim oichnoisim yushalayim. Vaniyim have to treat it like Karim Revai. Either eat it in yushalayim, I pray that I send Malin Demeyim, or they can redeem it and take the money up. Kuloi legas. The kasavri kulay mamin gavayu kamay shesheni. The olive mene that we learned it out kumefaris vazo. But like karina be karmacha peret karmacha loisalakik. It's not karmacha. It's karam revai. It's not yours. Peret. What is peret? Hanoishir b'shas b'tzira. It falls down during harvest time. Uksev peret karmacha loisalakik. Arlois eshkol she'en lepsigin. It is a cluster that has no, I don't know what word psigan is, there's no leaning. It's each grape stands individually.
A cluster together.
Kula. It's one thing by itself. That's called Eulis. Ubeisil, the Madamu Karam Revai Lemaiser. The Mansfir Luba Meiser Linya Maman Gavoya Maman Hedget. Who do they hold like a Meiser? So Rashi answers the obvious question. It's not a Stam Mishnah. There's two opinions of that Mishnah. The answer is, Beisil is considered a Stam Mishnah because we always pass him like Beisil. Again, so what Rabbi Yehuda does is a good question that we have to deal with, but it's not in this sugya. Many times the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda held that there was no such machloikas. But again, the Gemara doesn't deal with it here, so I'm not going to offer my own shot. But that's not the Gemara's issue here. The Stam Mishnah is like Remeir. What Rabbi Yehuda does with it, we'll have to deal with it. It's a good question, but it's not negay here. All we wanted to prove is we have a Stam Mishnah like Remeir. You can't get out of that. You can say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Mishnah, but that doesn't obviate the fact that it's a Stam Mishnah. That's how we prove that Remeir, that we paskin like Remeir by Meiser. The Meiser Sheni is from Gavaya. We have Beisil on his side in this Mishnah. That, like the Stam Mishnah, we like the paskin like Stam Mishnah.
Are beer and chaimish
dependent? No.
Is parent idolism dependent on beer and chaimish? If you say one, you have to say the other.
No.
Totally different.
Let me put it this way. Meiser Sheni needs a chaimish. It's a pasik.
There's nothing to do with whether it's yours or not.
No. Maaser Sheni needs beer is a pasuk. Therefore, you can learn that Maaser Sheni is 100% yours, and you still need a chaimish, and you still need beer. And it would be chayv and matnas aniyim. One has nothing to do with the other. Let's take Rabbi Yehuda. doesn't argue that Ma'aser Sheni gets a chaimish. Doesn't argue that Ma'aser Sheni has beer. Those are psukim.
Right.
So, but he does say it's chayiv amat nesanim.
So I think it's Ravai, Karen Ravai.
If you learn that the Teri Shabbos or Karen Ravai would be chayiv amat nesanim.
And those amat nesanim get the laws of Karen Ravai?
So yeah, Rashi says so. Rashi says it before Shabbat.
Yeah, I think
Karen Ravai, that's why.
You find a matnas neem that has a restriction on it besides it. That you, where you take it, but you know what? You have to do something. You have to not fully free to eat. You got to go to Yerushalayim to eat. Is there any other?
I can't think of a marvel. But what does it make? It's better than not getting it.
True.
The other sheet doesn't say they don't get anything. You know what I mean? At least this way they get something. Obviously, the guy would have to identify it as Karen Ravai. Yes.
I mean, just because something is a gift doesn't mean it changes the taste. I mean, if you give, meat to a kohen, it still can't be made of sour cream.
Okay, that I know. I do find it.
Now, the part that we're going to prove by Rabbi Yehuda is that it's going to prove Rabbi Yochanan's shot wrong in Rameir, meaning not like Rabbi Yochanan. It's also going to prove that Behegdish B'mezid is not Meschal. Rameir said two things. He said B'mezid is Meschal, and Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. And he said B'shoigig, for some reason it's not Kedushin. Rabbi Yochanan understood because B'shoigig it's not Meschal. Now, we're going to prove the part of B'mezid, that Rabbi Yehuda is right, on B'mezid, that the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to B'mezid by Hegdish. We're not going to get involved in the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, him shot in Rameir and B'shoigig. We're getting involved in whether B'mezid, you take Hegdish and you use it, does it become Chulin? Rameir said yes, and Rabbi Yehuda said no. That was a Machlokes in the Mishnah. B'mezid, if you're Mekadosh a woman, B'mezid, Rameir said it is a Kedushin, Rabbi Yehuda said it's not a Kedushin. Zakta Gemara B'hegdish Mai, it's not. Shilach B'yad Pikeach. A guy sent, by mistake, Hegdish money with a regular guy, as opposed to a Cheresh right to the cotton. He sent it with a regular guy, because the Mishnah before is talking about he sent it with a Cheresh right to the cotton. So the Mishnah continues. We're entering a Mishnah in midstream. If he sent it with a regular person, the Niskar actually Gietzuchimvani, and he reminded himself, right? And he reminded himself, and Rashi speaks out, they both reminded themselves. Both the owner of the money, who sent him, and the Shliach. On the way, during the time he was going to the store, the guy who sent the money said, it's Hegdish. And the Shliach also realized it was Hegdish. And he went and gave it to the storekeeper anyway. So B'mezid, the money was given to the storekeeper. It was sent, B'shagig. By the end of the day, by the time it got to the storekeeper, both parties knew it was Hegdish and gave it to the storekeeper anyway.
It has to be both parties?
Yes, because I'll tell you why in a minute, but let's finish this case. So the halacha is, chenvani mayol shiyotzi. The poor storekeeper has no idea it's Hegdish. So when he pays somebody with this, it becomes mila, because he did it b'shagig. Now, why wasn't the other two mayol? Because mezid doesn't make it chulin. If it would become chulin, the chenvani wouldn't be mayol. The Mishnah is saying that what was done by Mezid doesn't affect the Kedusha of the money. So nobody did Mila. Not the guy who sent it, not the guy who gave it. The Chanvani doesn't know. He's a Shagig, so when he spends the money, he spent Hegdish money for Shagig. He might never find out, but that's what he did. And if he finds out, he has to bring Mila, because the Mice, he spent Hegdish money for Shagig. That's what Shagig means. Echai B'dei Shemayim, it's not our problem. So it proves Rabbi Yehuda right that Meiser is not Yaitzel Chulin. Zok Rashi, Shiluk biat pekeach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Shagdish Mahi, I'm sorry, Rashi before. Hechet nam b'shaygig mischal b'mezit b'eim mischal. Where do we see this? By the way, we see both parts. We see that b'shaygig is mischal. Again, according to Rav, Rameir agrees. But according to Rabbi Yechon, Rameir disagrees. Shiluk biat pekeach, reisha hachitnan. Shiluk biat cheresh reitav b'katan. Asr shluchusam gizr b'mol, loy asr shluchusam loy b'mol. A guy gave a cut money of Hechdish b'shaygig, and he said, go give it to the storekeeper. And the guy went, the cotton went, and gave it to the storekeeper. So the guy who sent him is Mayo. Remember we learned back in the second perek, beginning of the second perek, that by Me'ilu we say, Yesh Liach L'Dvar Avera. It's an exception to the rule. Shilach B'yat P'keach.
What's the Kershim cotton?
It's trying to say that even though they're usually not capable of being a Shliach,
right,
for Me'ilu they're good enough.
To the original.
Correct. Shilach B'yat P'keach. But they didn't do what they were told. Loibal. The guy is not Mayo. Shiloh b'yat pekeach v'niskar. And he remembered, actually, Yehetzuchamvani, before it got to the storekeeper. V'kimnen hasam, in the Masechtas Me'ilah, we explain, k'shehusku shneim gizberu shliach. Both remembered. Chamvani Mayo l'kshiyaytzi. Nishgogeg abay Yisei. He's the one that did it b'shaygeg. Avohani mazidaninu. The other two are mazid. V'lai mechai v'milah. Now, just to point out, the guy who sent the money, remember, he can't do anything about it. He sent the guy, and there's no cell phones, and there's no way to get a hold of the guy, and he remembered the Hekdesh. Oh, no. But that's tough luck. You're amazing. At this point, you're amazing. Now, you're not amazing with intention to do an Avera, but you can't call yourself a Shekin. You know it's Hekdesh.
Remains a
show gate. So the shliach would be my own.
Why doesn't that?
Because that's the halacha. The halacha is niskabal bayis like niskab shliach shliach mo. Because the minute he's mazed, there's no shliach who drive
era. But that's not shlichusa really. If you've been thinking technically, he didn't do a shlichusa.
Yeah, I'm not going to get involved in that, but that's the halacha. So, al mishaygi mischal mazed a mischal. So here we have a Stam Mishnah like a mayor by Meister, and a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda by Hegdish. That's where Rabbi Abba started, and he proved this point.
There's no Pidyon by Hegdish, right?
Yes, there is.
So why can't the Baal be pulled there somehow?
Theoretically, if he did that, he would save a lot of headache. They didn't.
That's the story.
They didn't.
You do that like we're rolling.
Like, not so partial. I'm not going to get involved in whether you can be played in something that's not in your rishus. If it's still in his rishus, it might be yes in the rishus. Probably could be played in it, but he didn't. This is what you call kasher amaisa. He didn't. I'm just pointing out two things here that are side issues, but just interesting. Number one is that the guy that was amazed here, the Baal Bayis, we wouldn't call him amazed because he had great intentions. He didn't do anything intentionally wrong.
Except he became aware.
But he's nothing he could do at that point.
Because he's not
going to be pulled in. Doesn't have money to play it, but he's not intentionally doing an Avera. But two, is a poor storekeeper. Had no reason to suspect that this money is Hegdish. No reason. He works in the store, he owns a store, somebody comes, buys an item, gives him money. The guy who gave it to him knew it was Hegdish. Didn't tell the storekeeper it's Hegdish. 5 days later, the storekeeper goes to a different place and spends the money. He's Ira Mila. He might never find out that he was Ira Mila. He might find out and get very upset that nobody told him it was Hegdish. He's a guy that totally guiltless.
That's never showed you every Mila like that.
That's what the Gemara says in Chagiga, that this is a Chiddush, that even though a guy is a total Shagig, this is what Me'il is. You're right. You know, you could say that a lot of Shagig comes because you forgot. You had Hegdish money, you forgot you had Hegdish money, you spent it. So you can say they're somewhat guilty for forgetting. But here, the poor storekeeper had no inkling. But he's still vile. That's the fact.
He can go through life without knowing this.
100%.
And it's an Avera. You know, he did it. It is...
A guy ate treif b'shagig. He goes through his whole life never finding out. Did he do an Avera?
I'm not sure, that's what I'm asking.
He did an Avera. You cannot deny that he did an Avera.
Yeah, did something wrong, but was it a condo that's an event?
I'm not upstairs. I don't know how upstairs they deal with it. I'm sure they don't take it as a very harsh that he did it b'mezid, he did it b'shagig. But he did it aver, it's a fact. He ate treif.
There's no way he could preclude that.
Again, he ate treif.
That's my question.
This shaleach that sent it finds out that like a shogig that turns into an onis?
Like not right, it's amazing now. He knows the fact. I told you he can't stop it, but he's still a mason. As I said, it's a different kind of mason than we're used to. We think a guy is mason means he wantonly,
yeah.
That's the correct word, wantonly did the Avera.
He's forced.
He's not forced. Nobody pressured him. He made a mistake.
The point of no return is
again, this is life. It was a mistake. But it's not shaking anymore. That's what I was trying to say. He's not the guy of Mazin that we like to talk about Mazin.
Right, but in terms of Me'ili, he's a
Mazin. He's a Mazin, 100%. In terms of Me'ili, he's a Mazin.
The Shleach, Mazin, because he's aware of it, but he can't do anything to fix it. The theoretical case, he could.
Yes, he could. He doesn't have to give it to the storekeeper.
And he returns it to the Shleach.
Come back and say, listen, this is Hegdish. I will agree that it's not so common the shliach should remember, but how did he know to begin with? He's a shliach. But in talking about it, he did remember, so kasha lemaisa, how he remembered.
So at the moment that he became aware of it, he was involved in an avera.
They both, yeah. Not only, he's a worse mason. He really knows.
Right. Someone had to tell him. Yeah.
He knows, but the poor storekeeper never knew, had no reason to be chayshin. But reality is reality. It's like a guy who ate treif and no reason to assume it was treif.
This is the same Mishnah that we talked about, the Barm Shavalei, where he told to get it from the window, get that.
I don't know if it's the same Mishnah, it's in the same series of Mishnah.
And according to the mayor,
According to Rabbi Yechon, it's gotten Rabbi Meir.
Everybody that got it after that would also be.
No, nobody would be Mayo, because it never went to Chulin. According to a mayor, no one's Mayo. Until somebody knows, or until somebody consumes it. Money you can't consume. Money's not consumable. That doesn't make a difference. The money remains Hegdish. The sale was a Mekach Tos. Money's not consumable unless you do something, I don't know where it is, I do something with it physically, I don't know what you can do with money, you know what I mean? Yeah, but that's coming out, according to Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yav, Rameir agrees with Shaggy gets Mitzchal. It proves Rabbi Yechon and Shat and Rameir wrong, and it also proves the Meir, it doesn't prove, it's a Stam Mishnah, it also is Stam Mishnah computed by Mazin, that's a fact. But by Mazin, you see that it's not Mischal. Rameir would say, the guy in the Shliel who gave him a Mazin, either the owner or somebody is over a Mazin, and the money is Chulin, and the Kamvoni got Chulin. That's what you have to say. Mr. Shem will continue.